It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out the website, kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. We are going to have some amazing things in there. Patty Kergan has done a very important op-ed, as well as some podcasts, one with Clint Doris, who he actually was handling the lunar landing program. We're going to talk about leadership. Dr. Jill Vecchio, she and I are going to be recording that in a little bit, and it's going to be something, because yesterday in my little town of Lone Tree, Colorado, we got to see tyranny in a big, big way. I listened in a virtual town hall meeting, and they are going to require everybody to wear a face covering in indoor retail establishments, and they're asking the retailers, the businesses, to collaborate with them. We don't know what that enforcement's going to look like yet, but collaborating, meaning if you want to have the right to do your business here in this city, that you're going to have to be our police force as well. So not only do little businesses have to go out and create their businesses and have to lay down and say yes. Yes, ma'am, if you will let us allow us to do our business. So not only do they have to go out and build their business, they have to then collect the sales tax that they pay to the city, which gives the city the revenue to run the city, but now they also have to be part of the police force as well. So tyranny is alive and well right here in Lone Tree, down there in Castle Pines as well. And what we're seeing is the Metro Mayor's Caucus is getting it, it's all the mayors, they come together, and you're going to see this dropping like flies now, because you're going to see each city start to do this. And hopefully, I hope there's going to be one city out there, Steve, that says, no, we're not doing it, because if that's the case, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to go there to shop. So, Steve, that's I'm pretty frustrated about it, Steve.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I heard it yesterday in your voice, and as we tried to do different things, it was apparent what was on your mind. And actually, I guess this is a perfect segue to who you have scheduled here at 6:05.
You know what? Yes, let's go ahead and jump in here. We got such a jam-packed show that we're going to change things up just a little bit. Jen Kulin, she is a great partner of the show, The Kim Munson Show, as well as she's an entrepreneur. She owns Water's Edge Winery. Jen Kulin, it's May 1st. There's going to be a big rally down at the Capitol to get our businesses open. Tell us what's going on over at Water's Edge Winery.
Good morning, Steve, Kim. We do also have a big day pack day today. We are planning on opening an outdoor bistro in our back parking lot and reopening for business today.
Woohoo! That is fantastic. So, what time does all this start, Jen?
So, because we're limited, I've lost a few people because of the virus. People have moved on, or have one even moved back to her home state of Pennsylvania because she's just out of work. We are limiting our hours. So we are from 3 until 8, and we are doing that Tuesday through Saturday until further notice. We're closed on Sunday and Monday. And we're going to be operating as a full-capacity restaurant again, allowing people to sit and dine, drink wine, and we are still doing to-go, take-and-bake. And actually, we've just recently added full-size flatbreads. So they're pizzas for the family, but you can get all of your favorite flatbreads in a 16-inch format. So a lot of great things going on. But most importantly, we understand the importance of health and safety, and we are not just willy-nilly trying to infect everyone. We are taking great care to do an outdoor cafe where people, we've heard a lot of information about sunshine and UV light killing viruses and vitamin D being healthy for us. So by putting people outside in the sun, and social distancing them. Of course, you're not going to be able to wear a mask if you're eating or drinking, and we would prefer you don't wear gloves, because if you've had those on while you were out shopping or whatever, you're going to cross-contaminate your plate. But we're opening up, and we're going to do our best to try to stay alive, and sounds like there's a great rally going on downtown, and we've got a lot of those people coming over today afterwards.
Now, do people have to have reservations today?
Well, I don't have a lot of people. I know a lot of people have said they're coming. I don't have a lot of people that have actually made reservations. I would recommend, since we will be busy, to, if you'd like to come down, we are still small. We're not a big restaurant, so we have limited capacity. But you can always stop in and buy a bottle of wine, too, if you want to support us. Yeah, if you want to make reservations, you can call us. The number is 720-381-6663. I'll be in about 10:30 this morning. We're having the barriers dropped off so we can do our little outdoor bistro. So we've got a lot of construction work today. We're very excited.
Well, fantastic. Jen Hewlin, I will drop by later today. I can't wait to see you. So thank you. Congratulations. It's time to get back to work. So thank you so much.
Amen.
That's Jen Hewlin, Water's Edge Winery, and they are located just west of University on the north side of Arapahoe over by South Glen. So, Jen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim. Bye, Steve.
Okay, great. Now, before we get to Charlie Wynn, who he is running, he's the Republican candidate for U.S. Congress from CD2. He's a physician, retired Navy flight surgeon, and he has never run for political office before. I just wanted to make a quick note. There is things that are happening that you need to be aware of. And it looks like General Flynn, it looks like that they actually tried to set him up. And so while we're looking at all of this COVID-19 stuff, this is, it looks like Peter Strzok stopped the FBI from ending the Flynn probe despite the lack of derogatory evidence. We have some recently unsealed documents. We're going to stay on this on Monday morning because we have such a jam-packed show, but you need to be aware of that. So, Charlie Wynn, thank you. You're stepping up to run for Congress, CD2. I have to ask you, why are you running? CD2 has not elected a Republican in 45 years.
Well, of course, Tim, that's exactly why I'm running. Democracy requires at least two points of view. With the Democrats in power for so long, we've really become an autocracy. And we've only heard one narrative for about 45 years, and that needs to change. They've been in wrong power so long that they've actually become so arrogant they've tried to write my narrative for me, tell me who I am, what I stand for. Well, I'm a conservative, and I won't have somebody else telling me what I stand for, what I believe in. I guess I'd have to say kind of chaps my hide when somebody tries to do that.
Well, I have to tell you, it kind of chaps my hide as well, Charlie Wynn. So what do you stand for, Charlie Wynn?
Well, I'm a conservative. I believe in the primacy of the individual over the government. I know what the American dream is, and I've been able to enjoy the American dream. And I know what American values have meant to the world. I started traveling very, very early. I've seen where the world has come under the ideals in our Constitution. I want to get out there and get the word out. And I also want to go to Washington because I'm really peeved by what our congressmen have been doing. They've been engaged in petty partisan politics for too long, and you just brought up about General Flynn. That's petty partisan politics, and we've just got to get rid of it. These politicians are forgetting to do their job, and their job is to do the citizens' business. They're spending much, much too much time just pandering to their own parties.
Well, it is astonishing. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we're dealing with this COVID, and I heard you talking about that. And that is certainly, it's a very, very difficult issue. We want to protect people. And we were certainly frightened by COVID when it first came out. After all, it was a coronavirus, and the other two coronaviruses were extremely deadly. SARS killed about 30% of the people it infected, and then MERS killed about 50%. But now that we have the data on this latest SAR, we realize that we can isolate those who are vulnerable, but let those who are not. Those under 50 seem to have a very, very low morbidity or mortality rate. We need to let them get back to work. Do it safely. We can deal with this surgically. We don't have to use a shotgun approach that I'm now hearing out of some of our leaders. Get Americans back to work. They need to work. And protect the vulnerable at the same time. We can do it.
So do changes need to be made, do you think, in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely. Like I say, I'm just tired of the career politicians that get in there and all they want to do is take care of themselves and keep their party in power. It's all about power. They've forgotten that their job is to the people, doing the people's business, especially in the people's house, the House of Representatives. And I'm running for that to bring back the politicians that will put the people's business first and put those partisan politics aside. Let's give Congress back to the people.
That sounds like a good idea. Charlie Wynn, how can people help you?
I hope you'll go onto my website, Wynn for Colorado. That's Wynn with two N's, W-I-N-N, Wynn for Colorado. See who I am, what my values are, or my background. And if you want to support me, please donate. Any little bit helps. I'm going up against a pretty well-funded Democrat. I need your help. But the other thing that I would like you to do is just get my name out. Talk to other people. Talk to your friends. Let them know that there is a Republican conservative candidate out there. Please. And then email me. Tell me what your concerns are. After all, if I'm going to Congress to represent you, I need to understand where you stand, what your issues are, and what I can do for you. I want to get back to doing the people's business in Congress.
I like that. And I just want to clarify for people that conservative, what that means is conserving the American idea of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for each individual. So, Charlie Wynn, thank you so much. We'll get you back on the show.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. And before we go to break, it has been so rough for all of our little restaurants and businesses. And as most of you know, Hooters Restaurants is a great partner of my shows. And they currently have been offering delivery at all of their locations and accepting to-go orders at order.hooters.com. Hopefully they're going to be back up and open here as we're getting to May Day. But go check them out. And you might stop by and pick up some great Hooters wings for the family tonight. Again, go to order.hooters.com. And you can just drive up. They'll bring it right out to your car. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Karen Levine. You know her. She is award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, as well as Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. And we'll be talking with Lauren about what interest rates are doing regarding mortgages. So we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you want to reach out to me, it's kim@kimmunson.com. I am blessed to work with some amazing people as my sponsorship partners. And one of those folks is on the line right now. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is on the line. And Lauren, it's May 1st. I've been thinking about my, you know, words matter. And when we've looked at what's happened to the economy, I've been calling it the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption, but I'm changing that, Lauren, to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. So with that, what's happening in the mortgage market?
You know, we've seen not much has changed since we spoke last week. Rates are basically the same. They're still really low. Some lenders are still navigating through this whole unemployment issue and what that means as to whether or not people will take advantage of the forbearance opportunity that the government laid out there. And that's causing some disruption, but for the most part, things are still good. Rates are really low and loans are getting done, both on the refinance market and for people that are wanting to buy a home.
Okay, so there's a lot of opportunity right now, and I think people have been, in some ways, many people have been frozen. They're like, oh, I'd like to do that. I should do that. Maybe I should take a look at a reverse mortgage if I'm a senior citizen. What age is that? What do they say is a senior citizen for that?
Well, for a reverse mortgage, the government said you have to be 62 or older.
I think 62 is the new middle age, but I guess the government doesn't.
I agree with you. Yeah, they just don't want anyone younger than that because, remember, on a reverse mortgage, you don't make any payments. And so the house has to have enough equity to support you through the later years. So if they let someone too young do it, then there won't be enough equity to make the deal work.
Okay. So just several different things, though. I want to break these down. So if you are thinking about buying a house, now would be a good time because interest rates are low. So people should sit down and get pre-qualified so that they're ready to roll, right?
That's right. That's always good to know what you can afford to buy and what price range you want to be in, and make sure that that house you have your eye on potentially online as people are now getting back out to look. You want to make sure that you're qualified to buy that house before you even go look at it so you don't waste your time.
Okay. Then the next thing, refinance. This could be a great opportunity for people to do that as well, right?
Absolutely. Rates are still really low. There are people out there that we're helping who currently have rates at 3.875 even, that were taken down to 3.25 in certain circumstances. So it's still a really good opportunity right now to at least have a mortgage checkup done on your loan to see if there's an opportunity for you to save some money, especially with what's going on in the economy.
You know, last week, I think when we talked, you mentioned that you were able to help somebody that's going to save thousands of dollars over the life of their paying their mortgage, right?
Definitely. If you're one of the things that we'll do is, you know, if you have 20 years left on your loan, maybe we'll take you down to a 15-year loan, keep your payments similar to what it is now, but get rid of those 5 years of payments. And if you're paying $2,000 a month, getting rid of 5 years of payments will save you $100,000 on the life of your loan, which is a lot less money you need to earn to pay off your house.
Okay. And then lastly, with this whole, let me say, COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, with that, people that are 62 and older may be wanting to figure out a way to get some additional cash. And a reverse mortgage is the place where they can do that. So, right, I'm getting all this in my brain, I think, now, finally, Lauren.
Yeah, that is right. What is happening to some seniors is some of those folks have investments that maybe they rely on the dividends that are coming from, you know, to live. And some of those companies with the revenues being down just from the economic downturn that the virus is just causing when they don't have the revenues, some people need to replace income, and one place that a senior can do that is through a reverse mortgage. It's not right for everyone. Not everyone has equity to do it, but some people do, a lot of people do, and it's at least worth investigating to see if it makes sense for you. And, you know, one thing that when you deal with me and my company, I'll promise is that we're never going to suggest a loan that doesn't work, that doesn't make it right for you, because that doesn't help anybody. But it's worth looking at sometimes to see if it's right for you.
Okay, Lauren Levy, best way for people to reach you?
The best way is to call 303-880-8881, or they can go to www.polyfigroup.com. Either way, and, you know, we're ready to help.
Okay, that number again is 303-880-8881. Lauren Levy, thank you so much, and I so love working with you, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. It's mutual. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. And on the line with me is Karen Levine. You know her. She is an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine, is there something new happening in the real estate market now?
Well, Kim, good morning. And I would say the real estate market is starting to look a little bit like spring, but we're going to look like spring and summer. We're dealt kind of the cards that we could start showing property, and then counties did their sort of overlay, sending us back home. But the good news is we are able to show property with safe protocols and, limiting who goes in the home, making sure showings are staggered so people, are keeping their distancing. And it's exciting to see that over 1,700 sellers thought it was a good idea to put their home on the market over the last 7 days, and 1,270 homes went under contract. So we're excited to see that the American people have the ability to make things work despite some unreasonableness amongst, these protocols and the things that we're being asked to do. I'm excited. One of your listeners' homes is going on the market next week, and they've worked hard, and that'll be going on the market in Littleton. And the other thing I wanted to share today is, for those of you who think a brand new home would be an awesome opportunity, make sure to reach out to me or to a realtor professional to talk about you being represented. We can take you to new home projects, we can educate you, and we can make sure that you are represented, because on the builder side, the salespeople are working for the seller. They're working for the builder, and we want to make sure you're buying the right product for the right reason. So that's kind of what's on my thoughts for Friday morning, May 1st.
Okay, and Karen Levine, you and I have known each other for a long time, probably over 30 years. And you're also a really valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. So I really recommend that people sit down with a professional, particularly you, if they are wanting to buy or sell their home. And how can people reach you, Karen?
They can reach me at 303-877-7516. And I just encourage them to make a phone call if they have any questions about real estate and the housing market along the Front Range. We'll make sure they get the right information to make a good decision for themselves and their families.
Well, dealing with a professional, somebody that knows what's happening, will save you money and headache and time. And so highly recommend that people give you a call, Karen Levine, at 303-877-7516.
Yes, that sounds awesome.
You have a great day, and woohoo, it's May 1st, so let's get out there and get our businesses open.
That sounds awesome. Thanks, Kim, for all you do.
Most definitely. And before we get to Jason McBride, I realize Steve, I did not get to our quotes for today, and so very quickly, Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States, he said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, and you will have neither liberty nor safety." And then we're going to be talking about masks as I'm working with doing this podcast with Jill Vecchio. And then, of course, masks were on my mind yesterday after this thing that happened in Lone Tree and what I saw happen down in Castle Pines as well. And so are you ready for a quick joke? Maybe is Jason there yet?
Yes, because he is. He just got here.
Jason, I'm going to tell the joke now. Are you ready?
Oh, I love the joke. Do it.
Okay. A bank robber's mask falls off mid-heist. He makes eye contact with a hostage directly facing him and shoots him. He puts his mask back on and turns to face the other two hostages, a man and a woman. He said, "Did either of you see my face?" And the man answers, "I didn't, but I think my wife might have."
I saw that earlier. I thought, boy, that's really pushing it. Jason, what do you think?
I think it's pretty funny.
So, okay, Jason McBride, May 1st, what's the market doing? What happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday wasn't too pretty. The Dow ended up down almost 300, and this morning it's looking rough again. Both Apple and Amazon and Quite a few other earnings reports came out after the bell yesterday, and the market doesn't seem to be real happy with those stocks, at least off the start, because the Dow's got a negative on the futures of about 450. So we see some profit taking and volatility, at least for the last couple of days, picking up again, Kim, as we get into the earnings season. You know, and some of the numbers start to become a little bit more real as to, you know, what the damage in March did from the shutdowns on this thing.
Well, and, you know, I now have changed my description of this whole thing from to COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. What happened? It wasn't COVID-19 that did this to our markets and to our, you know, closing down our businesses and people losing their jobs. It was the reaction to this. And, you know, Jason, I think initially we didn't know what it was exactly. It was important to stop and try to understand this. But then the reaction has just really been brutal. So we've got about a minute. What is it that you'd like our listeners to know before we go into the weekend?
Well, just know that we could have more volatility ahead, and that as earnings come out, you're probably going to see some things do well, some not as much. We may get a little bit of profit taking here and maybe a pullback, but I think it's important to, you know, just listen every day. We'll be monitoring what the markets are doing to help kind of keep you going. And to talk to one of our fine advisors, just give a call anytime, 303-694-1600, or just check us out on the web at AIR, that's AIRpresidential.com.
Well, Jason McBride, you have a great weekend. You and all your colleagues at Presidential are very valued partners of mine, so have a great weekend.
You too, Kim.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lowell Ponte. He is a former roving editor with the Reader's Digest and also an author, and he has written an important piece regarding the Democrats weaponizing Dr. Fauci. This is Kim Munson. We'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
Did you know Hooters wings can fly? That's right. Your favorite wings can be picked up for to-go and can even be delivered right to your doorstep. Take advantage of Hooters' delicious lunch specials, like our seaworthy Baja fish tacos, mouthwatering Western burger, or our new roasted wings. Lunch specials are available to go Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Curbside service available. Place your order online at order.hooters.com. Get your wings to fly only at Hooters.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's kimmunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. We'll keep you apprised of all the upcoming guests. We're rolling out our new Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast, and those are rolled out every Sunday as well and then posted on the website. So be sure and sign up there. I am so excited to have on the line with me Lowell Ponte. He's a former Reader's Digest roving editor. He's a daily commentator with WorldNet, which is WND.com. I see a lot of their different postings, and it is just a great delight to have Lowell Ponte on the line with me. Lowell, welcome.
It is a great pleasure for me too, Kim.
You have a very interesting piece that was published at WND regarding Dr. Fauci. And the title is Democrats Weaponize Dr. Fauci. Of course, Dr. Fauci has been advising President Trump regarding this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption. So how did you come to this conclusion that Democrats are weaponizing him, Lowell Ponte?
Well, I mean, we now are living in the age of Faucism, a little different from fascism, admittedly. But we have gone over from a free democratic society to the worship of medieval authority. You know, if a doctor stands up and says, this is what you must believe and value, your government is going to be imposed on you in the name of what I tell you is right or wrong, that's a lot of things, but it isn't the Enlightenment. It isn't real liberalism or libertarianism. It is an end to freedom. Now, Dr. Fauci is a very well-intended person, but let me give you an example of what I mean by this. In my little town, we once had on the city council a retired firefighter. His fellow lawmakers joked that he wanted to require that everything in the town be covered with concrete and a fire plug be installed every 50 feet, because what he cared about most was protecting people from fire. Well, his single-mindedness certainly would, you know, save us from fire, but the trouble is, it also would have bankrupted the town. It would have produced a hard, gray world without joy. The trouble is, nature is not fireproof. But now, Dr. Fauci, age 79, since 1984, has been the guy in charge of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And as such, he's handed down all these different statements on the virus. He began last January, for example, saying, the danger of this virus is minuscule. Go take an ocean cruise. This is not going to hurt the United States at all. A month and a half later, he was saying, oh my God, this is going to kill 2.2 million Americans or more. Everybody, give up your freedom. You're going to be locked in your houses. We're going to... And this is not what we want to see from someone who is unelected and yet determining our freedom. I mean, I thought this was to be done by elected officials acting with wisdom, not being pulled around by authority. The problem is that the COVID virus has certainly proved deadly. I mean, it kills 0.1% or so of Americans, potentially. But that's like the flu every year, and we don't shut down America over influenza. And yet we're doing it. We're locking people in their homes. They are no longer out consuming, which accounts for 70% of our gross domestic product. Therefore, companies are shutting down or made to shut down by government order. The economy is slamming shut. A third of young people and a sizable fraction of other Americans, more than 10 million, have lost their jobs because of this. The economy is grinding to a halt. Free market capitalism is dying, basically, as those small companies die. And the alternative is for government just to run infinite money off the printing presses, which destroys the value of the money. I mean, there are some things even government can't do. Government, Congress, for example, can't get together and say, we're going to repeal the law of gravity. Personally, I wish they could. I could stop dieting. But they can't. And likewise, they can't repeal the law of supply and demand. If they suddenly give everybody an unearned $1 million, all that does is guarantee that everything you go to buy is going to cost a heck of a lot more in the immediate future. If you now have $2 to spend for a head of cabbage instead of $1, they'll simply raise the price of heads of cabbage to $2. This is what we call inflation. And that is going to hit us fairly soon, too. And it's going to devastate those people who aren't getting enough money. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi says this is her one. In fact, a lot of Democrats are saying this is a wonderful opportunity to implement all those liberal policies that we haven't been able to get passed before. We can now have infinite government spending. Well, boys and girls, if the government can be run, if socialist utopia can be created just by government running money off the printing press, then why don't we stop collecting taxes? They don't need
Good
to tax
point,
you and
Paul
me if they're going to run the government on funny money. Yes?
Very, very good point on that.
I'm very long-winded, by the way. Interrupt me anywhere.
Well, I want to go back to one of the things that you said at the beginning, and this is something that is so troubling to me, that we are seeing the end of freedom as we know it with these quote-unquote lockdowns to keep us safe, mandatory mask wearing when the data doesn't really show that
that may actually protect people. It probably protects somebody from inhaling, you know, maybe something from somebody else. But the fact that we're going to, out here in Colorado, we're starting to see municipalities penalize people if they don't have masks on, this is absolutely terrifying to me, Lowell Ponte.
As well it should be. And you're also seeing what was written by a Harvard Law professor on the 25th of this month in the Atlantic Monthly. Professor Jack Goldsmith said that the Internet is never going back to the same old normal. 10 years ago, he wrote, speech on the American Internet was a free-for-all, he writes. There was relatively little monitoring and censorship, public or private, of what people posted, said, or did. This intolerable freedom to leftists led to quote-unquote harmful content and to growing pressure from governments and users to fix the problem. And so they are. You now see that many of the major Internet centers, Google, Facebook, and so on, have declared a joint policy that they are going to tamp down anyone who says anything outside the official dogma, the government dogma, Dr. Fauci's dogma, the World Health Organization's dogma about this virus. They're simply going to be silenced. Thus, for example, a few days ago, two California microbiologists and researchers, both medical doctors, wrote a piece saying, this is strange. We've had quarantine for a long time, but usually it's the people who are sick who get quarantined. It isn't the people who are well. And yet, what are they doing to us? We're quarantined. We are locked in our own homes. Meanwhile, the same politicians who ordered that are ordering that violent criminals from prisons across the country be released. They are saying that essential businesses may remain open, including liquor stores, marijuana stores, and abortion clinics. But unrequired immediate surgery is not allowed anymore. Churches are being closed, and gun stores are being closed. So you can't protect yourself against the criminals they're letting out. I mean, this is what the left is doing. They're taking this as an opportunity. They even boast of it as such, to implement all of their other policies, including infinite spending. Oh, and including rigging elections by making them all for mail or by mail elections. Can you imagine how easy a mail-in election is to steal compared to an election where you might actually have to show up at a polling place or even, God forbid, be photographed voting? And yet that's what they want. And as to infinite spending, it raises an obvious question. If the government can run the entire economy by modern monetary theory, as they call it, not capitalist theory, if they can just print endless money, infinite money out of the government printing presses, then why do they need to tax you and me? If they're really doing all of this to save even one life, why don't they just reduce the speed limit to 5 miles an hour on the roads? I mean, that would certainly reduce fatal accidents, wouldn't it, for all those people going to be to run the abortion clinic or the liquor store. But this is the difficulty. I mean, the policy, when you stop and look at it, is insane, but they're not going to allow, for example, they just tore these doctors who were questioning the official orthodoxy off from their video that was running on YouTube. YouTube, mm-hmm. which is owned by Google, by the way. And therefore, they're not going to allow contrary views even to be heard. They're going to be stomped down as hard as possible. In other words, we're losing free speech. We're losing free discussion. And we should stop calling these people liberals. They're not liberal at all. Liberals believed in free speech and debate. These people are hardcore leftists.
Right. And, you know, it seems like it's really infiltrated many of our local governments and our county governments. I am astonished to see that, first of all, that people on the local level that are supposed to be representing the citizen are not out there fighting, coming up with ways to get this country back open. But instead, I'm seeing them, instead of looking at the business of what they need to be doing as our representatives, they're meeting to try to figure out how to penalize everyday people for not wearing masks, but not saying a word, as you mentioned, not saying a word as criminals are released from our jails and prisons. It just doesn't match up, Lowell Pompey. We've got a couple more minutes in this segment. What's your comments on that?
Well, of course, the criminals have more rights than you and me is what it comes down to. Maybe they're closer to being Democrats than you and I are. Certainly the attitude of robbing the rich and giving to the poor, that is, putting it in your own pocket, is something that both seem to share. So it fits neatly. In the meanwhile, the left is inventing this virus as a deadly mechanism. For example, if you're a hospital in Montana, the government will pay you $300,000 for every COVID patient you have. And so guess what? We're suddenly seeing a whole lot of people with COVID or even dying of COVID because it's now written right on the health death certificate. If there is any sign whatever that can be called COVID, write this down as a COVID death. Even if the guy died of suicide or of a car accident, if he has a trace of COVID virus somewhere in his system, write him down as a COVID death. There's a tremendous incentive to pump up the number of COVID deaths far beyond what is real. And by the way, the number of deaths that normally happened from influenza, respiratory problems, and other ills, heart attacks even, is now being ascribed to COVID, and these other death causes have fallen dramatically. You don't think they're buying the fear that is being thrown at people, do you?
It does seem like that, Lowell Pompey. So, hey, Lowell, let's go to break. When we come back, let's continue this conversation. I've got Lowell Pompey on the line with me, and we're talking about his piece at WND that the Democrats have weaponized Dr. Fauci. This is Kim Munson with The Kim Munson Show. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Water's Edge Winery and Bistro is celebrating 5 years in business and is now open Tuesday through Sunday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Located near the northwest corner of Arapahoe and University, they are offering to-go food and wine to keep you fed and happy. Call 720-381-6663 to place our curbside to-go order, or stop in and grab your bottles and lunch or dinner. That's 720-381-6663, or follow Water's Edge Winery and Bistro Centennial on Facebook or Instagram for updates and specials.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's kimmunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. We'll keep you apprised of all kinds of important information. I am so thrilled to have on the line with me today Lowell Pompey. He's a former Reader's Digest roving editor. He's a daily commentator with WND. And how we got connected is I saw a piece that he had done recently, Democrats weaponized Dr. Fauci, calling them Fauchist. Dr. Fauci's not a Fauchist, but apparently much of the media is. So we talked about that in the first segment. Before we get into the second segment, Lowell Pompey, you mentioned that you have a free white paper. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. Craig Smith and I have 7 different books out, but we put out recently a white paper called The Secret War about how they're trying to drive us to cashlessness. Now, what is the interesting connection to the virus? Well, suppose you were in a mall, even though it was a lot like a ghost town, Kim, and you wanted to rest. and you see an empty bench. You walk over to it at one end, and suddenly there is a Kleenex wadded up. Do you pick up the Kleenex? No. No, you don't, because it could be infected with virus. So you go to the other end of the bench. And at the other end of the bench, you find where someone has just dropped and left a $20 bill. Do you pick up the $20 bill saying, this is my lucky day? Sure. Okay, but it's just paper, exactly like the Kleenex at the other end. They have found that coronavirus can live on the bills in your wallet, in your purse, whatever, for up to 9 days. That money, environmentalists will tell you, is one of the filthiest things in our society. That paper money
you
use.
That's what my mom always told me, too.
Yeah. They have found more than 3,000 different germs and viruses living on paper money that we use. Even though MIT has studied the issue and found that it doesn't appear to be a meaningful cause of passing this disease around at all. But the government is going to use it at some point very soon. It's going to use it by saying, oh, you have to get rid of that cash. You have to go to a cashless society, which we, the government, want. And that means credit cards. That means purchase numbers and so on. Now, that sounds like no big deal until you realize that, for example, Andrew Cuomo, the devil who we've just seen killing senior citizens in New York by forcing nursing homes to accept coronavirus-positive people into them,
right,
without their permission, without their approval, without their training, 3,500 New Yorkers have died in such nursing homes and facilities, and Andrew Cuomo is largely to blame. Anyway, if we get rid of our paper money, with which you can buy pretty much anything you want, and you go to credit cards, Andrew Cuomo has threatened the banks of New York that issue credit cards and said to them, you're going to be in a heap of trouble and you're going to be denied all kinds of government money-making opportunities unless you modify your card so that nobody can walk into a store and buy a gun or ammunition using a credit card. You will notice that this is rather like what they do in communist China, where if you criticize the government and are noted doing it, they change your social credit score in their computers. And then when you have a heart attack and you stagger into a hospital and say, please, I'm entitled to free health care, save me, the hospital will look at you and say, no, your credit score doesn't permit you to be medically treated. And you will be left to die there on the waiting room floor. I mean, that is literally the kind of thing Andrew Cuomo and other Democrats are now trying to impose in the country. First, they force you from cash to credit cards. Then they restrict the credit cards, determining what you can buy and can't buy. That's what they're doing. That's what they mean by saying they want a cashless society.
You know, that is so interesting. Because, Lowell Ponte, you know, when these different devices came out, where they could you could monitor your steps or your heart rate or all these kinds of things. I'm like, I do not want to be uploading all that stuff to some computer because somebody's going to read that at some point in time. And in my mind, you fast forward into the future a bit. I don't really mean to be doo-doo-doo-doo or woo-woo-woo, whatever. But think about it. If, in fact, your doctor has said you need to lose 5 pounds or you need to walk 3 miles a day, and you've been loading up to some computer that can tell whether or not you've been doing that, and then you end up needing some medical care, they might say, hey, you didn't do your part. You had that extra dessert, or you didn't walk those miles. I know that that used to sound a little crazy, but now that we are getting into what is happening with COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption, it doesn't seem so far out there, Lowell.
Well, let me give you a more dramatic example. In parts of Great Britain, where they have the National Health Service, where they have socialized medicine that they've taken your income all your life to pay into, so you will be guaranteed medical care, they now have arbitrarily decided that if you are politically incorrect, if you say something that offends one of the workers in the health care system, they can refuse to treat you.
Wow.
And that's just straight-up political incorrectness that means you are of the wrong political party, the wrong ideology, what have you. And that will determine what kind of government benefits you can and can't get to keep you alive. If that's already happening in China and in Great Britain, how long will it be? Well, Andrew Cuomo's already starting to impose it in New York on credit cards. This is what I'm pointing out. So do not rush to enter a cashless society. It is a trap. It is a trap designed to take away what little right you have left, even as this virus has been used to take away your rights as a human being. It's a pretext that can be used to control basically anything they want in your existence as potentially hazardous.
Yeah.
I remember when, except on Halloween, it was illegal to wear masks that concealed your identity. Now they're letting felons out of prison, and they're requiring everybody to wear a mask.
I know. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I thought, it looks like we have a bunch of bank robbers here. But let's just say, once again, to get this, it sounds like a very interesting white paper. The number is 800-630-1492. Lowell Ponte, this discussion is going very quickly. It seems to me in some ways that they have painted President Trump into a corner. What's your comments on that?
Either that or Trump has painted them into a corner. I mean, he said to them, I am going to determine whether closure and opening of society. And all the left-wing governors said, oh, no, we're in control. We're going to de-Trump our policies in our state. And Trump smiled broadly, having set this trap for them, and said, okay, you're now responsible. If there are more coronavirus deaths, it will be your decision that brought that about, not mine. And so it remains to be, I mean, is your choice going to be Joe Biden, who A, is semi-senile and unfit to be president, B, is basically a rapist? I think this is pretty clear. In any event, he has to be seriously viewed as one. He has a long history of grappling with women and now of penetrating one woman who didn't desire it. And he is a wholly owned subsidiary of communist China. I mean, what does it mean when you see to it by your influence that your son, who is a drug user, a cocaine user, was thrown out of the military for doing it, gets $1.5 billion from the communist Chinese army via a communist Chinese bank? I mean, how much secret blackmail could they impose on Joe Biden? Is there any sane American, even a Democrat, who honestly wants Joe Biden and thinks he's a better choice than Donald Trump? I mean, Donald Trump may be unpleasant, but he's darn good at running things and negotiating. So what's more important, an actually competent president who you find unpleasant, or an utterly incompetent criminal president like Joe Biden? Of course, what we're now going to... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'll be very surprised if Joe Biden is actually really the nominee. I just don't think that it's going to be him.
Well, they'll either do that or they will leave Biden as the nominee, but they will make someone like Andrew Cuomo his vice president. And it will be clearly understood that if they are elected, then Cuomo will actually run the presidency. He will actually control the power, and Joe Biden will be reduced to the role of a queen. That is, he'll take the scissors and do the ceremonial ribbon cuttings at events, but he won't actually exercise power. He'll just be a figurehead.
Okay. Lowell Ponte, we're just about out of time. Can we get our freedom back with all that's going on? Can we get our freedom back?
We can if we're willing to fight for it. I'm reminded when I was young, I once saw a poster. The poster showed a ship at a harbor in a Renaissance city. And the caption on the poster said, a ship is safe at harbor, but that is not what a ship is built for. Our founding fathers understood, well, Benjamin Franklin said, those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery, asked Patrick Henry, or as our modern descendants nowadays say, My rights do not end where your fear begins. We need to realize that we all have a condition, a rather strange, sexually transmitted, always fatal condition called being alive. We're not going to get out of this alive. We're all going to die of something. But are we going to live, or are we just going to huddle in a corner fearing death and fearing these mysterious unseen viruses that really turn out to kill a very, very tiny percentage of the population? That's the question.
Well, Lowell-Ponte, that is the question there. Thank you so much. And this white paper, highly recommended, A Secret War. Call 800-630-1492. That's 800-630-1492 to get that. Lowell-Ponte, thank you so much. It's been great having you on the show.
It's been great being here. Thank you for being a beacon of light and courageous truth.
Okay, thanks so much. And our quote for today is from Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Our cause is the cause of all mankind. We are fighting for their liberty and defending our own." So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I-